Hey, Terry.
Hi, Leela.
Hi. Long
Leela.
Time no see.
It has been a long, long time. These guys have been clowning me, and I'm not kidding you. Had I not run into Frank at Supercross, I would never have been able to bring this story to light because, I mean, literally, I saw you guys on the TV when they were doing, you know, all the stuff to do for Idol, and I'm like, I really feel like I know them. And,
they look familiar.
And it's been, you know, I mean, come on, I'm from San Diego, and it's just funny.
Great.
And Leela, I have to say, it's nice to know that you, A, exist, and not just in Terry's mind, because you're actually calling us. You are Adam Lambert's mother.
That's it. That's who I am, yeah.
We love Adam Lambert.
Very nice. I kind of would like to be known as that, but that's okay.
Very nice to meet you, Adam's mom.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
So, Leela, here it is a year later, and I'm not blowing smoke here. These guys will attest to it. I said, I've been a huge fan of American Idol since it started, but going into this year, I don't think it can hold a candle to the talent that was in it last year. I don't know how they're going to be able to do it.
It's tough, but there's kids out there, you know, and they're coming in all across the board, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it transpires.
I personally cannot get enough of Adam, and I'm always, like, looking at magazine covers, and I can't wait, you know. And what is it like having him be everywhere?
He's everywhere. Yeah, I'll be getting my nails done, and I'm looking at a magazine, and I open the page, and I didn't know he was in that magazine. How cool. So, yeah, he is all over the place right now, and it's very exciting.
So do you have, probably not a lot, but recognition as being Adam's mom? I mean, do you get pegged now and then?
Once in a while, I do, and that's surprising. But yeah, I definitely do. And that's okay too. I welcome that to a point, but I keep my identity private, you know.
Well, Leela, as Adam Lambert's mom, I imagine some of the good stuff. You get to meet a lot of famous people as well. Who's the coolest celeb you've gotten to meet?
Let's see. I just met Ellen the other day, and she was great. Really down to earth and funny and warm and. I did not get to meet Oprah when he was on the show, but I was there, and she winked at me, so I figured that was good enough for me. And, I've met, you know, Paula Abdul's great, and, you know, not as many people as you would think, but, you know, he certainly has met a lot more people than I have, but it's always fun.
Is there any one special thing that he has bought you with all his money now?
Adam helps me a lot. I mean, he's been really great. He said, don't worry, Mom, I'm going to take care of you. So he's just been there, and it's been really nice. So I'm very fortunate.
What a sweetie. Well, you're obviously a good mom with talented kids. Because
both of them, actually. Yeah, they're both. Neil's a writer, and he's pretty amazing.
His blog is hilarious.
Isn't it, though? I know. I'm hoping he'll do more, because every time I read it, I love it. He's very funny. So he's an aspiring writer and living in New York right now. And Adam's in New York, so they were together the other day. And that's dangerous with the two of them together.
Oh, I bet. What for our listeners, can you give us the name of Neil's blog again?
It's negativeneil.com. It's N-E-I-L.
So funny.
Negative Neil. And he has quite a following, even with Twitter. It's just, it's great. And they banter back and forth, the two of them, and it's all good.
Hey, Leela, will you share the story about your birthday? Because it came up right after American Idol, and who Adam called you and said, hey, can I bring a guest, and who the guest was that came to your party?
I'm trying to remember. Who? I don't remember.
Didn't he bring Chris Allen?
Oh, yeah. Not just Chris, but his wife and his brother and his parents. And we became really good friends. Chris's mom and I, we just texted each other the other day when Chris and Adam and Allison were in a show together in New York, and I texted her, and I said, I wish I'd been there, but the snow scared me away, and she and I, we are going to meet up one of these days and have a weekend together. She's really great, and it was a great birthday party, and having them there meant a lot, so, yeah, they're good people.